sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm here with Becky Ivins on this springtime in Oklahoma morning.
Oh, man.
It can
40 degrees, right?
I know. It can be 80 degrees. It can be 40 degrees. We can have hail. We can have wind.
Well, and the wind can be 40 degrees or 80 degrees, too.
That's exactly right. I know that at all the time, Marissa and I go out and go riding our bikes, especially around Lake Hefner or down by the Oklahoma River Trail is beautiful, but we always have to check the wind. And it's, hey, Alexa, what's the wind speed? So someone's listening at home right now and their Alexa just woke up, and I apologize for that. So this morning, we're going to be talking about wind and hail and all that this morning because –
our guest is Larry Robbins.
Yeah.
Robbins Roofing. Larry's been a friend of mine for
20-something years.
Yeah. 20-something years. And I had the pleasure of doing, I think, 6 real estate transactions for you guys.
At least.
And then all of a sudden, Jennifer gets her real estate license. Yeah. So Jennifer's with our company, which is great. So I still kind of get to do your real estate transaction.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool. I've not spotted your – I have always tried to find your place on Highway 152. I finally spotted it this week when I went out to a listing there.
Yeah, it's on the far west end.
Yeah.
So,
but it's a nice-looking building and nice – I mean, you got a warehouse behind it, so it's great.
Nice
area. Good thing you've got a little bit in your warehouse, right?
Yes. We're in a position this year, I think a lot of it has to do with COVID, but there's issues with shortages and some challenges for sure in the roofing industry.
There are shortages of everything this year.
That's amazing, like the supply chain for just a whole bunch of different industry, but especially anything having to do with home real estate right now.
Yeah.
Supply of homes to sell, supply of materials.
I get notifications every day of prices going up, and we're getting a truckload on a month from now, and, you know, a lot of times they don't get that truckload. So shingle colors are very limited, shingles are very limited, and now accessories are very limited. So
accessories like?
Felt, nails, caps, basically everything to do with roofing.
And, I mean, it's a little bit weird that did we get all that stuff from China and we decide not to buy it again? I don't know. But it's really causing havoc with the industry, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the fires out in California last year, lots of storms last year nationwide. But a big part of it were all the layoffs. They just didn't have the manpower to produce everything that needed to be produced, is what I'm being told anyway.
Right.
So,
well, in Oklahoma, we had a new code go into place.
Mm-hmm.
That's been a couple or 3 years ago, I think.
2015.
Yeah. Okay. 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
To where if you have a 1x6 or 1x8 decking, you have to cover that or replace it with a solid 4x8 board, right?
Yeah, which is commonly called OSB. And
something strand board. What's that first word?
Oriental strand board.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the OSB alone is up over 500% from just a year ago. So
give us a price on that. What was it a year ago?
So a year ago it was about $6.30 a sheet. Just recently it's gone up to anywhere from depending on where you get it, anywhere from $38 to $42 a sheet, and literally going up every 7 to 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are the insurance companies paying for that if you've got the coverage for it?
You really need somebody in your corner helping you with that, because you have to call and get on the horn with an adjuster, and you have to supplement and work on based on what the prices are doing at that particular time when you do the job.
Right.
So we have jobs where the claim was filed the end of last year. And so you have this paperwork, this estimate from the insurance company that says they're paying, you know, $15,000 for the claim, but the claim's really $20,000 because of material increases. So education of knowing how the process works and getting somebody in your corner that can help you through that process is extremely important.
Right. And the insurance claim, I'm sure you've got a couple people in your office that's just about all they do is insurance claims.
Well, we all do. I mean, it's just it's what we do. It's what we specialize in. And most people are extremely grateful for that service. So
most people probably don't realize what you do for that service, Larry.
Yeah.
Because there is so much paperwork to fill out. I helped rehab a house about a year ago that had a kitchen fire. And it was one that I'd managed as a rental.
Yeah.
And an appliance caught on fire, the electronics. And thank goodness someone was home and was able to get out of the house and all that kind of stuff. So nobody was hurt. But there's a lot to do. But the insurance was incredibly difficult to deal with because you get quoted one thing, they pay a standard rate. And then you look at your invoice and you're going, well, I didn't quite do it.
Yeah. Well, they have most insurance companies use a software called Xactimate. That's exactly what we use. But a lot of times Xactimate can't keep up with the pricing because it's going up. So the prices are going up so fast that it's even behind. So, again, it's almost every single claim has to be supplemented and negotiated based on when you're doing the job.
And you as the roofer end up doing that supplement and negotiating with the insurance company to get the full amount.
That's the best way to go.
Right.
Most of the time, if a homeowner tries to do it, we've gotten phone calls where we're like, we should have just let you handle it. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Oh, I did that once. Yes. That was not a good deal. You know, a lot of us that are real independent and like to do it ourselves, I learned the hard way, just let Robbins Roofing do it, because you guys, the second time my roof was replaced and all the peripheral things, you handled the whole thing, and it was so much easier, and it was cheaper, frankly, because I didn't know how to file insurance supplements.
Sure.
So,
sure.
Yeah, so, you know, even if you're a do-it-yourself, or sometimes somebody else can do that for you.
Yeah, there's so many of us that feel like, well, I can have the right words, but the wording on those kind of things matter, and what you say on those things matter. I know,
sure.
Larry, when we had to do a claim, you came out and met the adjuster out at the house.
Yeah. You know, that's another thing is a lot of companies aren't even sending adjusters. They're using the roofing contractor as the adjuster, and then you're dealing with a desk adjuster, and you're having to negotiate everything that way. You're having to send photos and you know, documentation.
On Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, KTOK 1000. Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins team, and we're here with Larry Robbins, and we're talking about roofing. And if you want to join in the conversation, give us a call at 840-1000, 840-1000, and question about your roofing. Now, just things are just changing, and during the break there, we were just talking about just all the process, I guess, of the insurance claim has just become cumbersome for so many.
It really is. It's just good to have somebody, a contractor, that can help you through the process.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking with Dean about the from a mortgage company standpoint. Most homes that have mortgages on them, the insurance company is going to make the check out to the homeowner and to the mortgage company. And so most people don't even realize that. And
well,
so,
you have to know the steps to take to get the check endorsed by the mortgage company.
Right.
And frankly, you just took care of it for me.
Yeah. And if it's local, a lot of times the homeowner can just go down to the local branch and they'll have them sign it. Sometimes they want documentation. Sometimes they don't. But if it's out of state, that can be very cumbersome.
Sometimes they literally have people come by and look to be sure that the work is being done.
A lot of times a mortgage company, now in the last year or so, we haven't seen that too much, but prior to that, most of them would send an inspector out to make sure the work was completed.
Right.
And so they wouldn't sign the check until
it is. There was an inspection report. Which means you don't get your money.
Right.
You have to have an enormous float in your bank account. I mean, like, if you follow a good financial plan, you've got at least 6 months' money in the bank to run your business.
You have to have. That's why, again, if somebody knocks on your door or asks you for money up front, you need to run.
Do not pay a roofer or any contractor any money up front.
Never.
If you need help finding a roofer or a contractor to do something, call me. Just call me at my office, 722-3232, and I will help you find somebody that is not going to ask for money up front. That is not a good business person if they say, well, I need to go get the materials.
Well, the thing is, in our industry, I mean, when I started, there were maybe 250 local recognizable roofing companies. Today, statewide, there's probably close to 5,000.
Wow.
And there are more popping up every day. And so it's extremely important as a homeowner or business owner, whether it's a roofing contractor or whatever type of contractor it is, you need somebody who is established. You need somebody who has a good reputation and somebody that you're going to be able to trust. So
that's what this is really important, especially getting to the springtime. Yesterday we had hail around here.
If you're listening to this show right now and you were affected by last night's hailstorms, we service your area.
Yeah.
So if there's anything that we can do to help you through the process of our inspections are free. And so we'll come out, we'll call it the way it is and kind of guide you on what to do if you've never been through the process before or if you have.
And you know where the hailstorms hit last night, I would think, because you've got a nice little app that will show you where the hail hit. But didn't it hit pretty much Kingfisher, Minko?
Chickasha, Minko, and then there were some sporadic areas as well.
And we're talking big hail.
Yeah, two and three-quarter inch hail. So
good night.
Yeah, I was up at 6 this morning checking all the reports.
Right. I bet you are.
So,
but there are so many out there that are they're hail chasers. I mean, they will come knock on the door of the communities. And I had one 2 weeks ago just coming through my neighborhood. There wasn't any hail at that time, but they were just knocking on the doors saying, hey, want me to jump on the roof and check your roof? And I was like, no, I do not want you
there,
to get on
there are
roof.
More and more of those popping up all the time. And all I can say to the homeowner is you just need to be extremely careful. Your home is your prize, you know, investment. And so, be careful.
When it comes to, we've talked about the material supplies and that, is it taking longer in order to get a home roofed or re-roofed?
Well, between material shortages and getting the insurance claims, because most of our work, probably 90% of our work is insurance claim related.
Uh-huh.
And so just getting the whole process taken care of is definitely taking a lot longer than it did a year ago.
So on average right now, about how long is it taking? If someone says, I got to get this redone.
If we can get the claim approved and everything and the shingle company has the shingle that we need, we might be able to get it done in 4 weeks, and that's pre-hailstorm. Like, with what happened last night, who knows where things are going to go.
Well, I'm going to ask a question that's totally a female question.
The anticipation now is like,
I know. Yeah. When we talk about buying a vehicle and Jim finds a vehicle that he thinks we should buy, my first question is, what
color is it?
And
I knew that was coming.
So I'm going to ask you, we've had weathered wood color for a very long time, and I am noticing other, like people are going charcoal or black now as opposed to just the standard color, and I've seen blue, I've seen green. So are people using more colors for shingles?
They are using more colors for shingles, but weatherwood is still the most popular because it's the most neutral. It goes with everything.
Right.
And it's also the one that's can be the one that's hardest to get because they go through them so fast.
Right.
So it's all about timing.
Maybe they're doing the colors because that's what's available,
right.
And it would still look good on. I mean, I'm a dark roof person.
Yeah.
For a light brick house.
Yeah.
Go with a dark roof. It looks.
We put
really
charcoal.
Awesome.
We put charcoal on the one on 27th.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. And it looks really nice.
That is a sharp looking house. Yeah. I shouldn't have sold that. No. So colors are. And you guys coordinate the guttering as well, don't you?
Yes, yes.
And that is becoming not just white anymore either. It's really the accent. Like with the charcoal shingles, you go a charcoal gutter, and it's very sharp looking when
absolutely.
You do that.
Yeah. A lot of the manufacturers are only making certain colors, too. So that's another part of the issue. So.
Well, and then there's different types of shingles. Our next segment, we're going to discuss the different types of shingles. I mean, you hear three-tab, you hear architectural design, you hear impact resistant, you hear class four.
Yeah.
This week I heard class six. So I'm not going to
class six. I've never heard
that.
That
was on a disclosure that I read. Class six shingles. It was... VI, Roman numeral, class six. And I'm going, I was going to ask you about that when we got here. So our next segment, let's talk about the different type shingles, the different choices you have. There's concrete, there's tile, there's slate, lots of types of shingles.
We'll be back with that and more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins and our roofer, Larry Robbins, with Robbins Roofing. And we're talking about all things roofing. If you want to join the conversation, you can call in at 840-1000, 840-1000. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 728-3700. Our
word of the day today is shingle. And this is the kind of shingle you want. Not
shingles that you want a vaccine against.
Right.
This is the shingles you want.
That you put on your home or your business.
A roofing shingle is basically a covering consisting of little individual overlapping elements. And they're typically flat, rectangular shape. They're laid in a course from the bottom edge of the roof up in successive courses overlapping. So that's what a shingle is.
We have a definition now.
Okay. So we're talking about the different types of shingles in this segment, and there are a lot of different types of shingles. The house, the vacation rental we purchased in Florida, has concrete shingles.
Which is common in Florida.
Yes, it is.
Very common. Not so common here, although there are some.
Behind it. It has, of course, solid decking.
Mm-hmm.
Under the decking, it has that insulated foam.
Oh, the spray foam?
Spray foam insulation that adheres to the underside of the decking.
Mm-hmm.
So have you, that hasn't been around all that long, that spray foam, so maybe you've not done this yet, but I bet you've thought about it. If that decking gets damaged and has to be replaced, then you're going to have to deal, I think, with that spray foam.
Yes. We have a customer in Norman that has done that to a couple of his properties, and we haven't actually roofed one of those yet, but you just got to hope that there are no decking issues when you go to re-roof a house that has the spray foam on the bottom.
And if there are, you're just going to have to call the spray foam insulation person and tell them to get up there and fix it, right?
Yep, that's exactly right.
What I was so surprised about is that when we had our home inspection, the home inspector did not point out that there was no roofing ventilation.
You can't. There's no way to vent it.
Right.
Yeah. So basically the spray foam is insulation. And so it keeps the attic, like Russ's house in Norman, the big one, it's basically his father-in-law's house. They don't use heat and air hardly at all because that spray foam works so well.
Right.
You know, so.
So there's no ventilation on a attic with the spray foam?
There is
not that I've ever seen.
No, I know. I had a hard time.
I'm shocked at that.
I called Larry and talked to him about this because I was like going, there is no attic insulation.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's no ventilation.
Yeah.
Ventilation. Yeah. And, he goes, nope, you don't need it with that. In fact, you shouldn't have it with that. So it made me feel a little bit better about that.
Wow.
And our bills are incredibly cheap.
Yeah.
In that house, so I'm kind of looking at it to put in my house, but I have all this ventilation all the way around my house, and I'm wondering, well, what do I do about that? I guess I have to cover it up if I do that. So I don't know. Something for me to research, right?
You and me both.
Yeah, there you go. So the concrete shingles is one type of shingle, and we also have like tile shingles.
We've talked about this several times over the years, and they're obviously in Oklahoma, the most popular shingle is the asphalt shingle.
Right.
But there are many other things to choose from. There's steel coated shingles. There's, like you said, there's concrete. There's
aluminum.
Aluminum.
Whoever thought about that in Oklahoma?
Yeah. Aluminum. Yeah.
The aluminum shingle is not individual shingles, I don't think. I think there's more of a larger group of shingles together that you install. But you can stand in the yard, and when it's like a cool morning like today, and then when it gets to be 85 or 90 degrees in the afternoon, it expands or it contracts. I think it expands. And it just crackle, crackle, crackle. Mm. It's like you like one of those kid toys that makes a noise when you crackle it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. It's a very noisy roof.
Yeah.
At least that's been my experience with it.
Kind of like a metal roof. Like if you've got a metal roof, a metal barn type roof, and it's raining, like it sounds like the...
You hear the ping, 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 ping.
Yeah, just
very loud. You don't even have to have the rain for it to make noise because it's kind of wrinkled up and it kind of expands. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
So then, Larry, what's the different class shingles? There's different classes of the asphalt shingle. That's the most common.
Sure. Well, you know, for years, the manufacturers labeled their shingles 30-year, 40-year, 50-year, and such. Now all of the manufacturers have said, okay, we're not doing that anymore. We're going to go with what's called a limited lifetime shingle, and that's what they've done. In order to get a discount with your insurance company, and the discounts are all different, they have a class. So Malarkey makes a class 3 and a class 4. Most of the other manufacturers make a class 4. What that means is that it's not hail proof, but it's more resistant to hail than your standard asphalt shingle. And so if you go with that roof, it is an upgrade, and you will get a discount on your premiums with your insurance company.
Yeah. Most all insurance companies do offer a sizable. I think I got with State Farm, I believe it was 30% off of my insurance when I put the class
4
on my roof. Mm-hmm. So that makes a difference. You know, I read on a disclosure this week a class 6, and they do this in Roman numerals. So Bark figured this out. There is no class 6, by the way.
No such thing.
But if you're dyslexic, there's a class 6 because it was meant to be a class 4, I'm pretty sure.
It was supposed to be IV, and it came out in VI. And I thought, would they skip class 5? They just go from 4 to 6?
Yeah, no, it's class 4, and most of them. So there's 3-tab shingles, which you almost never use anymore, do you?
No.
They're still on a lot of roofs, though.
Yeah, they're still on a lot of roofs. Actually, the house that Tanner is buying, our production manager, has a 3-tab roof on it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it get sick to his stomach when he saw a 3-tab roof?
Well, he obviously would prefer an architectural, so he's praying for a hailstorm already, and he hadn't even closed on the house yet.
There you go.
So describe, what does a 3-tab mean?
Well, an architectural shingle is a laminated shingle, two pieces laminated together. Mm-hmm. A 3-tab shingle is basically three single tabs in one shingle.
It's like a long shingle. It's like three shingles all in one piece. Mm-hmm. Whereas an architectural shingle, or what we are on most of the newer homes, it's one shingle at a time that's put on, but that has two layers to the shingle that are laminated together, right?
Right.
They're a thicker shingle typically, but they're made of more than one type of material, whereas the 3-tab is all one type of material. And it's asphalt, which is pretty soft.
Yeah,
So it'll dent pretty easily.
Usually. Surprisingly, Tanner's, the house he's buying, the 3-tab has held up really well. So
there you go. Yeah. And 3-tab you see most often on a lower pitch roof for some reason.
Yeah, for some reason. I'm not sure why that is. I know years ago, 3-tabs were just a lot less expensive, and they still are today, but not near.
There's not nearly the difference in them, are
right.
there? You never quote a 3-tab.
No. Not unless it's just an absolute budget deal. That's all they can afford. And, we've got to get a good roof put on, or a roof put on the house.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we may do one a year.
Yeah.
Just not very often.
Yeah. So the difference, is there a class 1, 2, and is there a class 1 and 2? There has to be a class 1 and 2.
Well, they don't classify them as 1 and 2. They're just, they have the specifications within each shingle. You can still get different qualities of shingles, but it's all about the specification. Used to, it was pretty elementary, 30-year, 40-year, 50-year. And it was just a matter of thickness, more wind warranty, And so it's just changed.
Well, if you're an attorney out there and have this information, I want you to give us a call at 840-1000. But I do believe that a lifetime warranty in Oklahoma, legally, that means 20 years.
Mm. I think that's why they put the limited word in front of it. Limited lifetime.
Yeah.
So if
you have a lifetime warranty, it's 20 years, I think. Now, somebody call me and tell me, 840-1000.
That's a short lifetime unless you're a dog or a cat.
It's not all that short of a lifetime if you're a shingle.
Not in Oklahoma. With that, we'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here talking with Larry Robbins and all things shingles.
We've got Nancy from Kingfisher giving us a call.
Okay.
Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Good morning. I sure enjoy your show. I try to catch you every Saturday.
Oh, thank you. Well, we enjoy being here.
Well, good. My daughter and I are talking to a builder, and we've asked about the impact-resistant shingles, and they say what they use is architectural, 30-year architectural. And I just was wanting some information on that.
Now, listen up, Nancy, because you're about to hear the real truth on this.
So, Nancy, like I was saying earlier, they don't make a 30-year, 40-year, 50-year anymore. They don't call it that. It's just a regular architectural. Class 4 impact-resistant shingle comes in different – you can get it in an architectural, or you can get it in what they call a designer shingle, like what you have, Becky. And so you really need to push him a little harder to get you some information on what's available from an impact-resistant standpoint.
It's not that much difference in cost.
Well, it depends on which one you get, because yours
– Well.
Yeah, yours is, $50 a square higher than the normal class 4.
Right.
So it just depends.
And shingles are sold by the square, and which is, I find, funny.
Yeah.
But it's 100 square feet. It's a 10-foot by 10-foot measurement, so they're sold by the square. And the most, my neighborhood required by CCRs, by the restrictions in the neighborhood, a certain type of shingle. So mine did cost more. But most of them aren't that much more, are they?
I mean, on average, if you go from an architectural, just a standard architectural shingle to a class four, you're looking at about $30 a square more just in material.
Right.
Yeah. So you're going to make it back with what you save.
On your discount, on your insurance.
On your insurance. So it's really...
And most homes, how many squares to say a 2,000 square foot house with a typical maybe 7 or 8 pitch roof?
40 to 45 squares with ridge and starter.
Yeah. So you're talking $1,500 difference.
Yeah. You make it back very quickly on your savings with your insurance.
Yes. I mean, probably within 3 to 4 years. You're going to make it back on your premium savings at least.
Well, should we push to have them give us a class on their shingle?
Well,
what the class is, or
well, yeah, you just want to know exactly what you're getting. But again, if you're really interested in the class four, you know, just they should know what a class four is, and they should be able to get them.
What color brick are you going to have, Nancy?
Well, we're still debating on that.
That's my female question of the day. What color brick, and then what color shingle?
Yeah, I like the weathered look, the dark look, and maybe a gray trim or something. But
yeah.
I really don't like the painted brick. I don't like the painted brick.
Well, I mean, that's a special look for the painted brick, but... Brick is, I mean, we put brick on because it doesn't require any maintenance. Once you paint it, you're kind of into a maintenance thing on the brick.
Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right. So,
yeah. So, well, good luck with it, Nancy. And
thank you.
Know that class four gets it. Call your insurance company and ask your insurance company if what kind of discount you get for a class three and a class four. There's a difference. They're both impact resistant, but there's a difference.
Okay.
What is the difference in three and four, Larry?
Thank you.
What is the difference?
Just a little bit of difference in warranty and a little bit of difference in price.
Okay.
And the only one that makes a class three is Malarkey.
Okay. Yeah. And Malarkey's a good shingle, right?
Yeah, it's a good shingle.
Okay.
Sell lots of them.
So
speaking of 1996, that's the year Jenny and I were married.
Oh, wow.
It's also the year that... we started Robbins Roofing, and this is both our 25-year anniversary of being married and 25 years of being in business.
Well, how sweet is that?
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's a milestone. Yeah, that's wonderful. But 1996 doesn't sound like it's 25 years ago to me. Just saying.
I know.
That seems like, 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
I know the feeling.
So, okay. So now that we know the different types of shingles... What other things should we know when we get a hailstorm? And we don't know for sure what kind of damage we have. From the ground, it looks fine.
Most
that
of the time,
roof looks fine.
Tell. Yeah. Yeah. So number one is I want to remind everybody that most insurance companies have gone to a statute of limitations. You have 1 year to file a claim from the date of the storm. So do not hesitate. If you think you have damage, give us a call. Let us come give you a free evaluation and guide you accordingly. That's your first step. And then we can help you from there. If you're in a place right now where you're coming up on that 1 year anniversary of when you thought you had hail, you need to get something done so you don't get denied after that 1 year.
Yeah, you can't wait until you decide to sell your house and then realize that 2.5 years ago there was a hailstorm and you need a new roof. You don't have any leaks inside yet, but there's still...
We just are finishing a job this morning, the one in Norman.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They waited too long.
Yeah. And so he had I've never seen this before in 25 years, but $26,000 deductible.
Right. Well, it was about a $50,000 roof, so I'm glad he had insurance.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big house.
Yeah, big house.
Big
almost 100 squares.
Yes. Yeah. So, about a 6,000 square foot house.
Yeah.
It's a big house.
Yeah.
So, Yeah. So be sure and will you guys go out? Do you have enough people to go out for everybody that wants to find out about their roof?
Well, we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't get to everybody at the same time, but, you know.
I will not sub on the for list. You, Larry. I'm not going on that roof.
How about you, Mark?
No, my days on the roof are done. I call Larry Robbins with that.
Yeah. Larry, thank you so much. And, you know, we're going to have you here next week, and we're going to talk about a lot more particulars on filing an insurance claim because our hail season is upon us.
It is.
And what are your choices? Because your insurance company often will send out a roofer. You don't have to go with that roofer that they send out. So you need to talk to... Well, if you ask me, talk to Larry Robbins.
Sure. Well, you want to have peace about the decision that you make, just like in anything else.
Right. So.
We're going to be back next week talking with Larry about more of this. And thanks for being with us this week on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. If you need any more information, go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, or give us a call.
Just Google Becky Ivins.
Just Google Becky Ivins. See you next week.